Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You know, all this week here at The Takeaway, we've been looking at some of the 36 Senate races heating up across the country. The stakes are high in the midterm elections in November. Republicans are feeling increasingly confident that they can win back control of the Senate, putting them in control of both houses of Congress. So the question, would a Republican Congress mean greater cooperation or more gridlock within a party that's increasingly divided? Robert Bennett is a former Republican U.S. senator from Utah and now a senior fellow at the Bipartisan Policy Center in Washington. He thinks that if the Senate flips to Republicans this November, the gridlock Congress we become accustomed to might finally be able to start taking action.
This Congress has passed fewer bills than any in recent memory. This Congress makes the do-nothing 80th Congress that Harry Truman railed against look like a hotbed of activity. And the problem is not just ideological. The problem is the fact that the Senate is not taking any action. So, yeah, you will see a very different kind of Congress.
You think that tough issues like let's take comprehensive immigration reform, which has been impossible to pass largely because of divisions among Republicans, although not exclusively, you're taking the view that big, tough issues with a lot of politics at stake might actually have a better chance after 2014 if Republicans take over?
Yes, I think they might. Now, it will not just be within the Congress. With a Republican leader like McConnell, President Obama can make a deal. Now, the president has got it in his head, maybe justifiably in the present circumstance, but the president has got it in his head that the Republicans are absolutely intractable and cannot be dealt with, and therefore he doesn't try to deal with them, and he spends his time demonizing them. Every speech he gives, regardless of the subject, turns around at the end to be an attack on how partisan the Republicans are and how terrible the Republicans are. As long as the president maintains that stance, why, nothing is going to change. But if the president looks over and says, okay, there is now a majority leader of the other party who, if I show a little bit of give, is willing to show a little bit of give on his part, maybe the time has come in these last 2 years for us to start to talk about these issues. Yeah, you can see some movement in it.
Senator, you just said that maybe a Republican Senate and a Republican Congress might lead to big, hard things more likely to get done because the president will be more motivated to make a deal. Let me play you a little bit of Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas. He was on Fox News Sunday.
What I want to do is solve the crisis. I agree with the president in one respect. We are seeing a humanitarian crisis. We are seeing tens of thousands of young children coming in illegally, being brutalized, being mistreated by global transnational drug cartels. And the cause of this crisis is the promise of amnesty.
Now, that's Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, of course, talking about the border crisis right now going on down in Texas. Senator Ted Cruz is helping to control House conservatives. Now, Ted Cruz is of an ilk that helped defeat you in your own primary in Utah. And it leads me to the question, you know, Barack Obama is only part of Mitch McConnell's problem. Even if Republicans take the Senate, Mitch McConnell still has to deal with these deep divisions in his own party.
Numerically, they are not that strong. Rhetorically, they are, and they make good headlines, and they get a lot of ink, and they get a lot of airtime. But the Senate did pass a comprehensive immigration reform bill, even without Republican control, with a lot of Republicans voting for it. There are enough votes to vote down the Ted Cruz's of the world in the Senate. The problem is the House on the immigration issue.
Won't the House be more emboldened if they see a Republican Senate? Won't they feel the need to challenge the Senate even more if it's controlled by establishment Republicans like Mitch McConnell and Orrin Hatch and the Robert Bennetts of the world?
Well, if I'd wanted to really understand the House, I guess I would have run for it. But you look at the 2014 cycle, and the Tea Party has not been anywhere near as successful in upending establishment Republicans in primaries as they were in 2012 and 2010. And you're beginning to see some of that in Speaker Boehner's demeanor. Yes, there was Eric Cantor, but Eric Cantor didn't lose because of the Tea Party. Eric Cantor lost because he ignored his constituents. He took the whole thing for granted. He was out sipping coffee when the Tea Party people were out knocking on doors. The political dynamic is swinging. The Senate candidates, you do not have the kinds of primary victories for the Tea Party in 2014 that you had in 2010 and 2012. There are enough Republicans in the House, I believe, who, if they see the Senate switch to the Republicans and they see the establishment senators firmly in control and they read the polls, pretty soon they'll say, you know, it isn't ordained in Scripture that we control the House. We could start to slip over here, and public opinion's pretty strong. And now you've got Republicans in the Senate saying, come on, guys, you need to shape up. You can see some changes.
Senator, I'm glad you mentioned Scripture, because we may be in a situation where Mitch McConnell is Moses. Republicans could take back the Senate. Mitch McConnell could lose in Kentucky and not get to go to the promised land.
That's true, and I think that would be a tragedy. He is poised, friendship aside, he is poised to deliver the kinds of changes I've been talking about. He has the background, he has the experience, he has the respect for the institution. Yes, there are others who could replace him. Nobody is irreplaceable. But he has the understanding of what has to be done to make the Senate function again better than anybody else. And to tip him over in Kentucky, even if there were enough Republicans to take control without him, I think would be a great loss.
Well, Mitch McConnell has to win in Kentucky for this dream to be realized fully for him. Senator Robert Bennett is a former United States senator from Utah and currently the senior fellow at the Bipartisan Policy Center, who says that Republican control of the Senate could lead to a big deal like on immigration reform. Senator, thank you.
Happy to talk to you.
You can see our interactive map of the 2014 Senate races to watch. It's all at thetakeaway.org.